And we're back. Thank you for joining us. I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. It's with great pleasure that we welcome our 2020 chairman, Arnold Gasita. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Laura.
Well, you've been so engaged in our chamber, serving on the board and now taking a big role as a chairman next year. But on top of that, an international entrepreneur. How do you get it all done?
I think little by little, I may be running out of time. I will tell you that. I sleep very little, and I'm on 24 hours a day, every day.
Yeah, and serving as president CEO of Petra Oil. For folks who are not familiar, tell us what you guys do.
So we manufacture automotive maintenance products. We are behind-the-scenes people. Most people are not going to know who we are. They take their cars to a dealership. Somebody at the dealership says you need a fuel injection service or an oil change or whatever maintenance products you need. And behind the scenes, they're using our products and our equipment to make sure your car is happy and doesn't give you any problems.
There you go. There you have it. But I think the absolutely most interesting part of your story is that you became an entrepreneur after years of working in the business and decided to go off on your own. And today you've got distributors throughout the world. Not an easy task. And it's you have to be very bold to go out and say, I'm going to start my own business. What was that moment that pushed you to cross that line,
you know,
become an entrepreneur?
We've said it before with many people that have asked this question. You got to be bold and have a lot of faith. I think God put the right people around me. Plus 18 years of working with one of the biggest companies of this type gives you the experience, shows you what works, what doesn't work, what you should do, what you shouldn't do. And then these doors open up and opportunities open up for you to go out there on your own and do what you know and what you have been doing for 18 years, but maybe a little bit better because you've learned from other people's mistakes.
Yeah. Well, and it's always interesting that the comfortable thing for you to have done was to stay there. 18 years, comfortable, you knew it all, changes here and there. But there had to be something inside of you that said, I want to do more, but your plate is full today, right?
It is. It is very much. You know, the security blanket that you have when you are in a high position with a publicly held company, you got to think about it a lot before you go, okay, take the security blanket away.
Yes.
But you know what made it work was our belief in God and customers that just were ready for me to branch out and do my own thing. It is amazing. The customers we had, the support we got from them, and family that just said, look, now is the time for us to take that blanket away and let's go do this. And it will take a lot of work. It's not like you just wake up and magically you're in 34 countries. It is a lot of work. We work day and night and continue to do so to continue to expand. But with that hard work, it's amazing what you can do.
Yeah. And as you look back at it, I mean, are you surprised or were you confident that it could be attained? A little bit of both.
You know, I mean, it may sound a little bit arrogant, but I think we knew we were going to get there, right? I will tell you it was harder than I thought, but we always had a feeling we could get there. And but it was definitely more work maybe than we imagined and a lot longer hours and some setbacks. And then you got to, you know, keep moving forward and eventually you get there.
Yeah, recalibrate and what have you. So for folks who are listening, they want to become entrepreneurs. What would you tell them? What advice would you have for someone who wants to become an entrepreneur?
Make sure you do something that you have experience in and you love. If I didn't love this, I can tell you that I would have quit a long time ago, right? So make sure that you have the experience, that you know what you're getting into, and that you love it so that when these setbacks happen or when things don't work out the way you wanted them to work and you got to sit back and recalculate and redo a different goal or go down a different path, you do it because you love it, because you know that it can happen, because you got experience in that realm and you know that you're going to get there eventually. So I'd say experience and love for whatever you're doing, a passion for what you're doing.
In terms of professionals outside of your company, what are some of the key components in terms of individuals that you need to make sure entrepreneurs have? Attorneys, who else?
Well, you definitely need to have attorneys, especially in my case, if I was working for a very large publicly held company. So I had to get attorneys to make sure that exit was done correctly. And you need CPAs. You know, I think you definitely need attorneys or a attorney. You need to have somebody that knows the finances well. And then I think you need to surround yourself, be it partners or investors with you, or people that have had success. I mean, you know the old saying, right? You want to be the dumbest guy in the room. You want to hang around the smartest people there is. So I get to bounce ideas off very successful people that will look at me and go, you're crazy. Or that will look at me and go, hey, you know, that may work.
Right.
You know?
Or try it this way. Or start this way, first.
Or tweak it a little bit.
Sure.
So you want to surround yourself with obviously professionals that are going to take care of you as attorneys and CPAs. You want to build a staff of people that are experienced. We got a great guy in Asia, great guy in the Middle East, in the U.S., and then go on from there.
Yeah. And for you, especially knowing the hours that you have to put into this and the time, it's different time in different countries and you're in different countries. When did you make that decision to go international? And what was that? What prompted you to make that decision?
Well, because I was in the business for 18 years. A lot of people knew me internationally. So when we started this business, we actually had people internationally reach out to us and say, hey, we want to buy from you. We want to do business with you. We want to be part of Petra, this thing that you're doing. Mm-hmm. The first year, we slowed it down a little bit because we wanted to make sure that we had all our ducks in the row, the right product line. But then the second year, we said, let's do it. Let's embrace it. And we started calling those people back and began to sell to people that we knew. Then the people that we knew recommend somebody else, and they recommend somebody else, and everything has been through referrals.
Yeah.
We've never advertised, we've never put any kind of promotion out there. It's just been all through referrals, and now we're in 34 countries.
And you've received a recognition most recently. Tell us about that. I know the governor's office recognized you last year, the year before, as a small business person in your company, but many accolades for the work that you guys have been doing.
We have the people, the community, the chambers we've been involved with as well. We've had some great recognitions for the work we've done. I think, again, behind the scenes, what we've accomplished in 9 years, none of my competitors accomplished in 9 years, not even the company that I used to work for. In 9 years, to have 271 products, to basically touch a car in every possible way. So when we sell to a dealership, not only in the service department, but in finance department, used car department, washing the car, detail products, to touch a vehicle the way we touch it, none of our competitors do it. Mm-hmm. And so we've been blessed with the recognition from the governor's office, recognition from the chamber, others recognitions that we've gotten even you know, worldwide, like in India. We got an award in India for being innovative.
Wow.
So that innovation, again, the team that we have, we're always trying to come up with new products. In the next 12 weeks, we will launch about a dozen products. In the last 12 months, we launched over 30 products. We're always thinking of new ideas and new innovation products.
And when you say launch, I mean, you guys actually develop them.
Develop it from R&D. We sit there and play around with the formulas.
Right.
And then we tweak the formulas, and then we make a couple of samples, and we send it out, and people will call you back and tell you that's terrible, or they call you back and go, I've never seen anything
really,
like it.
We really, really like it.
And you tweak it some more, and then you go into production, and you do a whole launch to your distributors and point of sale materials and everything.
That's a big job. And on top of that, Arnold, I must say, one of the things that we are proudest of that you and your team have done is the orphanage in Brazil. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so that's always been a dream of mine is to, you know, to me, for whatever reason, I think God's put in our heart that we always, you know, to really take care of children and widows or single mothers. And that's just always been in our heart. Petra has been blessed enough that this year we were able to join forces with a group called Giving Hope out of New Orleans and a group called Fuerte, Agua Fuerte in Brazil. And we were able to put together an orphanage, a children's home in Brazil. We started it last year. Mm-hmm. We finished it last month. We were able to go and do the grand opening, meet the people in the community, in the village. It's not really a town or a city. It's a village. And I'll tell you what, you come back touched, moved, changed, and realized that no matter what you did, it's still not enough.
Oh, and also, I'm sure, a sense of appreciation for all that we have here in this country.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
there's no reason for us to complain.
Yeah. No, there really isn't. And so it's taking the time to invest in others and give them an opportunity to have a better chance at life is certainly commendable. So thank you for doing that. I know you're celebrating a big anniversary in 2020, March 7th. Tell us about that.
10-year anniversary. So Petra will be around for 10 years. It's a big celebration. We're going to throw a big party. We got all of our international customers coming in, domestic customers, all of our friends and chambers, and everybody that's been part of this some way, somehow.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be a big celebration. Congratulations. I know for many entrepreneurs, they would love to be able to celebrate an anniversary and know that, again, that what you started has expanded and that you're really, in many ways, just begun, right? I mean.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We have big goals.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in 34 countries, but we want to be in 100.
Wow.
And so it's just the beginning. But to be around for a decade, to have made it.
Yes. You know,
for a decade is a big celebration.
It absolutely is. And I know that you were out celebrating with us at the Chamber as we celebrate our 10 years on KHOU-CBS. We have not been able to find another Chamber of Commerce with a media platform such as that and our partners here at Intercom and others. And so thank you for that. And thank you for agreeing to serve as our chairman next year. I know that we've got a big year in 2020. And it's entrepreneurs and partners like yourself that make this chamber great. So thank you for that.
Thank you for that.
All right.
I'm excited about it.
Thank you. We'll be right back.